We have the incredible privilege this week to read Parshas Noach. And the parsha begins with a simple yet profound pasuk. Ela toldos Noach, these are the generations of Noach. Noach, ish tzadik tamim haya b'doros of Noach, was righteous. He was complete in his generation. Esa Elokim is halech Noach. And Noach walked with Hashem. And the commentaries all ask a simple question. Stylistically, the pasuk seems problematic. When the Torah gives us toldos, when the Torah says ela toldos, these are the generations, these are the offspring of a particular individual, the Torah then goes on to list the names of their sons of future generations. So I would have expected the Torah to say ela toldos Noach, these are the generations of Noach. I would have said Shem, Cham, Yafes, list his sons. But it doesn't say that. It says ela toldos Noach, these are the generations of Noach, and then it says Noach was a righteous and complete man. Rashi is bothered by this question, and Rashi says it teaches us lulamdecha, to teach us she'ikar toldosim shel tzadikim ma'asim tovim, that the primary offspring of the righteous are their good deeds. And Rashi here teaches us an incredibly profound and overwhelming message. A lot of times in life we think that our primary offspring are our children. Or if a person doesn't have children, maybe their primary quote-unquote offspring, their toldos, are their accomplishments. The business I built, the yeshiva, the mosad, the shul, those are my accomplishments. Or maybe it's my friends who I influenced. Or maybe it's my co-workers. Or maybe it's my employees. But Rashi says, your toldos, your true offspring in life, are your good deeds. You see, at the end of the day, I can't control who my children become or what they do. A parent could try their best to give their children proper chinuch, proper education, proper hadracha, proper guidance, proper morality, proper values. But at the end of the day, children grow up and they make their own decision. The world is filled with children who came from the most wonderful homes, but yet made different lifestyle choices. Just like the world is changed, it's filled with children who came from terribly destructive and broken homes and yet went on to accomplish great things. Children, when they become adults, make their own decisions. Therefore, says Rashi, your primary offspring, your primary toldos, your primary generations, your primary accomplishments, it's not your children, because your children will have to choose what they're going to make of themselves. There's only one thing in life that you really control. There's only one thing in life that you have shlita, that you have death, you have dominion over, and that's you. Who do I want to be? What do I want to become? What type of life do I want to lead? What are my goals? What are my aspirations? What are my dreams? How do I want to make a difference? Says Rashi HaKadosh, that's the meaning of the pasuk. Ela toldos Noach. Do you know who Noach was? Noach, by the way, wasn't just the father of Shem and Cham and Yafes. Noach is effectively the second Adam HaRishon. He's the second Adam. He becomes the father of humanity. The father of humanity. So you would have thought, Ela toldos Noach, these are the generations of Noach. The entire new world owes its life to Noach and his direct offspring. But no, says the Torah. Ela toldos Noach, do you want to know what the primary offspring, the future generations, the real accomplishments, the toldos, what is it that Noach birthed in this world? Noach, ish tzadik tamim haya. What Noach birthed in this world, his primary offspring, was himself, was the identity he created, was the life he led, was the deeds he engaged in. We spend so much time trying to control other people and trying to control circumstances over which we really have no control. And we often neglect to focus on the one thing we have control. There's only one thing in this world you have control over, and that's you. Only you control who you are. Only you control your identity you create. Only you control the choices you make. Only you control the life you lead. That's the control you have in this world. Stop trying to control all the things you can't really control, and start focusing your efforts on the one thing you do control, you. Ela toldos Noach. Noach's greatest accomplishment in life were not his three sons. Noach's greatest accomplishment in life was not the incredible ark that he built or the animals he sustained. Noach's greatest accomplishment in life was not that he rebuilt the world after its flood. Noach's greatest accomplishment was Noach. Noach's greatest accomplishment is that he strived and he endeavored to become the best version of himself. Noach's greatest accomplishment was that he managed to birth himself as a tzaddik and as a tamim. May we have the koach to stop focusing on the things we can't control and shift our focus to the one thing we can control, birthing and creating the best version of ourselves. Wishing everyone a beautiful, restful, and meaningful Shabbos Kodesh.